WUSF's ongoing series Off the Base connects you with issues affecting the active military, veterans, and their families. Many are issues and challenges that can have a profound effect and impact on civilians. This morning, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien brings you a snapshot of the sacred bond shared among veterans that transcends time and geography, especially among those wounded or disabled while serving the nation.
It's just after dawn. The morning mist is burning off along the shores of Lake Hancock. The large lake is filled with alligators and surrounded by moss-covered cypress and willow trees. We're in Polk County, southeast of Lakeland, and about a dozen veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars are here for a gator hunt. But first, they gather around their smoldering campfire ringed by folding chairs to hear from their 95-year-old special guest, who prefers to stand.
I guess I am, but I'm not, a wounded warrior. I didn't have any combat injuries or anything else. I don't have a Purple Heart. But I think that maybe I should deserve a Purple Heart just from the abuse that we got.
The abuse Tracy Taylor received was as a prisoner of war in Japan. The Army Air Corps radio operator was captured after the surrender of Corregidor in the Philippines.
They couldn't speak any English, and we couldn't speak any Japanese. And 90% of the time, we didn't understand what they were saying or doing. They would enforce their commands with bayonets or anything else.
Taylor was among hundreds of POWs shipped to an indoctrination camp in Taiwan in 1942.
Anybody know anything about the Japanese culture? Well, every morning they get up and they face the sun or face east, pledge their allegiance to the Emperor of Japan. Well, when we got there, we had to do the same thing. The only thing was, all the way down the line, the only thing you heard was, "Go to hell, you son of a bitch." And that kind of made it worthwhile.
There was a lot of laughter shared between the World War II veteran and the newer generation of vets, like when Taylor told of convincing the prison camp interpreter that he was a barber instead of a North Carolina farm boy.
The only hair I ever cut was the mane or the tail on a mule or a horse or something.
Taylor did that out of necessity so he could survive as the prison camp's barber because he could no longer walk due to malnutrition.
And I wound up with beriberi and was numb from the waist down for about 6 months. And that worked in my favor to a certain extent. I didn't have to go to the shipyard.
His weight dropped from 120 to 87 pounds. Yet despite being a prisoner of war and forced to work in the Mitsubishi shipyard and a copper mine, Taylor always emphasizes the silver lining, which left the younger veterans wanting more.
Sir, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
How long were you a POW?
3 years, 5 months, and 28 days.
3 years.
Hmm. Sir, I don't want to get into an area that you don't want to talk about, but were you ever forced to observe any abuse or executions or anything like that?
Well, the abuse was there all the time. It was, they hit you, they used force, anything they had. They would try to hit you on the head.
Have you ever been back to Japan?
Don't want to go.
They talked for almost an hour until being reminded why Taylor was there.
You ever shoot a gator?
No.
You want to?
Well, that's
it's my turn, but I'd gladly give it to you.
That's what I was invited for.
The gator hunt became secondary to Taylor, who relished spending time and sharing stories with the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans more than 70 years after he returned from war.
Your chariot awaits.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can find more stories off the base on our website, wusfnews.org.